divide, then conquer. Joshua 13, 1 through 7.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
Now Joshua was old and well advanced in years. Yahweh said to him, "You are old and advanced in years, and there remains yet very much land to be possessed. This is the land that still remains. All the regions of the Philistines and all the Geshurites, from the Shihor, which is before Egypt, even to the border of Ekron northward, which is counted as Canaanite, the five lords of the Philistines, the Gazites, and the Ashdodites, the Ashkelonites, the Gittites, and the Ekronites, also Avim, on the south, all the land of the Canaanites, and Mira that belongs to the Sidonians, to Aphek, to the border of the Amorites, and the land of the Gebelites, and all Lebanon, toward the sunrise from Baal Gad under Mount Hermon to the entrance of Hamath, all the inhabitants of the hill country from Lebanon to Mizrephoth Maim, even all the Sidonians. I will drive them out from before the children of Israel, just allocate it to Israel for an inheritance, as I have commanded you. Now therefore divide this land for an inheritance to the nine tribes and the half-tribe of Manasseh." Even though God conquered a lot of land through Joshua, much more was yet to be conquered. This clearly represents far more land than Israel has today, yet we have a very clear record of what God expected Israel to be in possession of. Have you ever wondered where Palestine is in this list? The simple fact is, there is no such thing. I am told by historians that Palestine was the name given by the Romans to the territory because they didn't want it to be named after the Jews. I was told that they made this name based on the Philistines. There is an obvious intent to irritate the Jews with this name. It is also quite obvious that there is no such thing as a Palestinian in history. There is such a thing as an Arab, and they have indeed been very persecuted by many nations in the Middle East, but not by Israel. As you can see, the news we get is far from the truth. Once again, knowing the Bible shines light on the truth and exposes liars. This is always the case. Notice that God told Joshua to divide the land even though it had yet to be conquered. God called the land theirs and then told them to go take it. We should not be surprised if God tells us to do the same thing spiritually. There are people who are yet to believe in Jesus and be saved from God's wrath. We need to fight by praying and speaking to those around us about what Jesus has done to save them.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.